The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the world's strongest man, WWE Hall of Famer, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry and I talk to AEW owner and president Tony Khan. Tony's got a lot to say about AEW Dynamite. Also, Triple H's comments recently in a media conference call. So you definitely want to hear our sit down with Tony Khan. Also, speaking of AEW, my arch enemy, human filth, MJF, certain picture is going around social media. We'll talk about that right now on the Busted Open Podcast.
How's it going, Dave?
I've had better days, Mr. Khan.
What's up?
Mark, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Should I just show him? Because he probably doesn't have access to his phone right now, Dave. So I'm going to
Everything okay, Dave?
No.
Okay, well, you know, tonight's going to be a great night. There's Dynamite. We're going to have a great night. AEW Dynamite on TNT.
I understand that. We're going to talk about AEW Dynamite. But something happened behind the scenes at AEW. And Mark took photographic evidence of MJF, who's my mortal enemy, who's, let's say, not a bad person, talking to my wife. And that's all over the internet. It's all over social media. MJF talking to my wife, Violetta.
Well, you know, MJF, I'm sorry MJF is talking to your wife, but MJF is also going to talk to the entire world tonight on AEW Dynamite. I would say that, you know, I have to talk to MJF every day, and now Mark has to talk to MJF every day. So, you know, we feel your pain, Dave.
I told Dave that I would talk to him, and I would see if he would just tell Dave sorry.
Tony,
you see Tony's face?
Explain
like,
to Mark.
Good luck with that.
Explain to Mark to try to get MJF to apologize to anybody, much less me.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Wow. Well, I'm just going to save my breath. I don't like wasting my breath.
But, no, seriously, like, you know, now you understand what it's like for us at work. And I, you know, working with him every day and there are a lot of great people in the office, and then there's MJF. But I'm sorry he's wronged you so badly, Dave.
Well, and I appreciate that, Tony. And again,
he did it on purpose too. I bet.
Yeah, he definitely did it on purpose. And but whatever. Let's put that aside for now because we do have to get into what's taking place on AEW Dynamite tonight. And Tony, and this is a sign of a good owner and a good president is the fact that you have to juggle all these types of personalities because AEW is a lot of different types of personalities. That's a good thing. And, of course, it shows your strengths being able to juggle all those different types of personalities.
Well, thank you very much. And one of the great things that I'm fortunate to have in AEW is we have an awesome team and we have a lot of great personalities, a lot of great people, like you said, and also have a great coaching staff that I work with. And I'm really glad Mark has joined and Mark's one of our coaches and mentoring people, scouting and helping us. And we'll soon be on screen more often with AEW Rampage. And Mark's going to be with me tonight at Dynamite. And I'm really excited about it. We're going to have a really great show tonight. And, you know, it's been great energy since Mark came. And it's fun now. I get to see Mark also while we're doing these Dynamites on Fridays. I get to see Mark on Sirius also instead of Tommy, which is, you know, I like Tommy, but this is maybe an upgrade. So
I'm curious.
Wow. like, what's going on here today?
Harry, well, you know, Mark's an AEW guy. Tommy's an Impact guy. So
I get it. Let's get into Impact. Of course, that summit from Impact last night. Things are changing. The landscape is changing, especially for Against All Odds tomorrow night, because that main event is going to be in, I guess, your home territory.
Yeah, they're coming down here. That'll be fun. Yep. It's easy for me, easier than going to Nashville to watch the matches. So that's a lot of fun. And I'll look forward to having everybody here. But I think we're going to have, you know, a great show tonight. And, you know, Kenny will be here tonight also. And, you know, he'll defend that Impact title this weekend. But he's also got a defense he's focusing on against Jungle Boy. And that could affect his preparation this weekend, because I know Kenny's been doing a lot of scouting for Jungle Boy on Saturday Night Dynamite in a few weeks. That's going to be a really big show on June 26th. And tonight, we have a huge card. I'm really excited about it. Tonight on Dynamite, bell to bell, I think there's going to be some really, really awesome action. And I always really look forward to the show, but I look forward to the show the most when there are some first-time matches that, you know, we never really thought we were going to get to see. For one thing, I think nobody went into 2021 expecting was that you'd get Christian Cage versus Angelico on Dynamite. But that is something we're getting tonight, and I think it's going to be a great match. And I'm really looking forward to that. It's two very different styles, but Christian is one of the most adaptable wrestlers in the world. And Angelico's got a really, really unique style. I think it's some of the best of Lucha Libre and some of the best of submission style wrestling. And as a submission style wrestler, I would compare him to some of the best, like Bryan Danielson and Zack Sabre from other, you know, other promotions. And I think that Angelico versus Christian is a great matchup of styles. And also, you know, Matt Hardy and Christian have this longstanding, to say the least, longstanding rivalry. And I'm really excited that it's continuing in AEW. And, you know, they're both in a great place. And Matt's got some awesome people with him, Private Party full time. And, you know, Angelico and Jack Evans part time. And the Butcher and the Blade have been out injured. I'm really looking forward to getting them back. And the Bunny had a great match last week on Dynamite. And so I think that's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to that. And also, you know, you mentioned MJF. We haven't seen the Pinnacle since the Stadium Stampede. And I think it's going to be really good to see them tonight, even though you're probably not looking forward, Dave, to seeing MJF on TNT tonight.
I'm glad. I'll say this. And again, you know, I put you over by saying how intelligent you are, and you are. I'm glad that you brought Mark Henry in, because obviously you have no control over what's going on behind the scenes. You let MJF talk about it. So I'm glad that you brought in Mark Henry. And because Mark did say this, and I give credit to Mark. He said, hey, man, I'm proud and happy to be a part of AEW, which I know that he is. And he said about a bit of tightening of the screws, which with a younger company, you need to have that as well. Because I think, you know, I think, Tony, a lot of people forget that when it comes to AEW, you've been around for less than 2 years. I think people look at it like, boy, this company's been around for a long time because how successful it's been, how you've been able to bring, like before the pandemic, you know, getting 10, 12,000 people, you know, at a show. You know, you're going to have your biggest show ever in New Jersey when the pandemic hit. Having a sold out crowd at Daly's Place just a couple weeks ago for Double or Nothing. I think a lot of people forget that. This is still a very young company with AEW.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, having Mark's experience and Mark's mentorship for everybody professionally and personally is really, really important backstage. He's a huge, huge addition. And so, you know, I'm really excited. And that's why, I'm saying it's a new AEW. You know, it's a very different company than it was when we started a couple of years ago. And, you know, having Mark's mentorship and leadership is going to be great for us. It's a new company. The champions are different, and some of the stars are different. And so, you know, it's going to be a great card. Also tonight, you know, getting to some of the new stars, Eddie Kingston is somebody who's been really important in AEW, and he made a big splash on the show last week, so to speak, when he came in and saved Penta, his former best friend, his former teammate, from that BTE trigger. And we've seen the Young Bucks put a lot of people out recently with the BTE trigger. Christopher Daniels, John Moxley, and Phoenix have all been out and all going to miss, you know, possibly extended time with the BTE trigger. And, you know, Penta was about to get one and Eddie Kingston came out and saved him. We've seen Eddie Kingston and Pac have not been able to get on the same page. And meanwhile, the Young Bucks are the best team in the world and nobody is more on the same page than Matt and Nick. And so, you know, with Matt and Nick and their sidekick, Brandon Cutler, against Eddie Kingston and Pac and Penta tonight, I think that's also going to be a really, really great match. And so I think we have the potential for some really great wrestling on tonight's card. I also am very, very, very excited. I think Cody's got a fun match announcement and it involves somebody, a young wrestler. And we're going to have a fun match next week on Dynamite. And Cody's going to talk about that tonight. So I'm looking forward to that also. So there's really a lot of good stuff on tonight's show. And also, you know, speak Darby and Sting, Dave and Mark, when we were here together in Jacksonville, I think one of the most special things was Sting's comeback. And we're going to hear from the two of them tonight, which I'm really, really excited about. I think, you know, now that Sting's back in AEW, the fans have been so excited to see him back. And I'm really glad that he's with Darby Allin, who is maybe the most exciting young star in the company and is somebody we're, you know, really building around for the future. And, you know, to have...
He's really motivated me, I tell you that. Sting is... Sting is... made me feel like 50 is not old.
You're not 50 yet, Mark.
I got a couple of more hours. it's a couple of more hours, and it's going to be here. But you, Sting is one of those guys, and if there's anybody else out there in this world, I would appreciate if you would tweet it out that Sting is a credit to the elder statesman in wrestling. He has made me feel like there's a lot that I can still offer, not just behind the scenes, but possibly in the ring. I don't know when that's going to be, but I've said it before. I want to wrestle again before it's all said and done with. I want to wrestle in four decades, and that time is upon us. I don't know when it's going to be, but it's going to happen, and it's going to be at AEW. And wow. I'm excited about that. I think that Sting is primarily the reason that I'm making this kind of, you know, announcement, is because he's motivated me and made me feel like, man, it's not too late. And another way of paying dividends being at AEW, like being around Max Caster, is one of the young guys that I've really taken a liking to. Is now going to be doing a weekly or bi-weekly deal with TMZ, and he did his first episode with them, and it's out there now. I'm going to retweet it on my social media, but it's on the TMZ and AEW's pages. Like, guys have talent, and I want them to be put in positions where their talent can be seen. So, like, that, Let's go, man. That's Tony thing. Tony's rubbed off on me already. Let's go.
Well, take a step here, because obviously everything that you're saying is 100% true. But this was an issue I had with Dynamite last Friday, was what you just did there, Mark, is you're burying the lead, because you came, Tony Schiavone was interviewing you in the ring last Friday, and Tony asked you about possibly getting back into the ring. And then as you answered the question, you said, I got a lot left in the tank. And then boom, Vicky Guerrero comes out, starts screaming and yelling. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. I didn't have a chance to process what you just said. Now you're saying it again and then you're moving on to other stuff. Put a pause on there, big guy. So you're saying that you want to get back into the ring. You want to do it with AEW. You want to do it for another decade. I mean, this is big news, Mark. This is big.
Gotta let it breathe. Okay.
Let it breathe a little bit.
I'm adopting this Tony type of energy. So it's Tony's like
got a lot of energy. They throw a lot at
like,
you.
Go.
Yeah. But let it breathe, because Tony, that's, I mean, for you as the owner of this company, that's pretty significant when a man who's a, you know, a Hall of Famer from another company wants to have his one last match in your company.
It's going to be great. And I who's to say it's only going to be one? And ooh, Mark's in great shape. He looks great. And I'm very excited. I think there hopefully could be more than one match. And so that is very exciting. And, you know, it was a big announcement, and it was unfortunate Vicky interrupted it and got big heat. And then she was in the process of getting some big heat, and then she made a big announcement too. And, you know, since the last time I joined you guys here, we've mm-hmm. had some big additions, and having Mark Henry here and now also having Andrade El Idolo here, that's really awesome. And so we've got some awesome legends. We got some of the top young stars right now. And it's been really awesome few weeks for us in terms of stacking up the roster. And I think we already had, in my opinion, the best roster in wrestling. And I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, look, everybody's building their own roster. They're going to have good feelings about the people they work with. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying you think you have the best show or the best company. I think where people got offended yesterday was when he said everybody wants to work there. That was like, nobody, like, people are confusing the two things. If you want to say like, hey, I think my show is the best, I think our product's the best, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you should feel that way. And that's good. But when you say like, everybody wants to work, anybody of any value wants to work here, that's just not true. It's crazy. There's plenty of people that work in AEW that have no interest in working there. And I think the champion, you know, made it pretty clear yesterday with what she tweeted. So, and speaking of the champion, there's a huge match in her division, and two of the top five contenders are going to wrestle tonight on Dynamite. I think it's going to be awesome. Legit Layla Hirsch is one of the hottest wrestlers in AEW. I know you're not going to want to hear this, Dave, but she, like Platinum Max Caster, like Chris Statlander and some others, came very highly recommended to me by MJF, who I consider, if Create a Pro up there in New York was like kind of our version of the Dungeon, where we're getting this pipeline, Max would be like the Brett, you know, mm-hmm. pumping out, giving us all these people from, you know, his family school. And so Max has recommended some really, really quality people, and Legit Layla Hirsch is one of them. And she's risen up into the top five very quickly. And Nyla Rose is a former women's champion, and they're both ranked very high, and this is going to impact the rankings in a major way. So that's a match I'm really looking forward to. And of course, Britt Baker, great champion. We'll be watching this really closely tonight. Her good friend, Tony Schiavone, will be calling the match, and he's going to talk to her after the match. And so we've got a really loaded card, and there's great matches we haven't even talked about. Huge main event kind of match where you got Hangman Page teaming with 10 against Team Taz, Brian Cage and Will Hobbs. And we haven't talked a lot about Brian Cage and Will Hobbs on Sirius recently, but I think they're two of the really emerging wrestlers. Yes. And in my opinion, they're two of the wrestlers, Brian Cage and Will Hobbs, who will benefit the most from Mark's mentorship and Mark Henry coaching, and from having Mark Henry here with them. And Mark's already talked to both of them, and I think both of them will gain a lot. And I'd be really interested to see how they do tonight after some coaching from Mark Henry. You know, you can see them both on Dynamite, you know, Brian Cage and Will Hobbs, two of the most powerful, explosive wrestlers in the world, taking on Hangman Page and 10, who have two of the best records and are also two of the hottest wrestlers in AEW. So I'm very excited about that. And of course we have a TNT title on the line. Miro taking on one of the founding fathers of the Dark Order, Evil Uno. Evil Uno had a great match on Elevation this week. I don't know if you guys watch Elevation on YouTube, but Evil Uno is, like I said, he's a founding father of the Dark Order, and the TNT title means so much to them. Little Brody is going to be here tonight, and Little Brody will be in the corner of Evil Uno, and his dad is great former TNT champion, the late great Brody Lee. And I think it'll be really, really special night. So I'm very excited for that. And that'll be a great match. Two big, powerful wrestlers again, Evil Uno and Miro. So it's a great card. And I think it should be a really, really good night of wrestling.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight. Again, AEW Dynamite TNT tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And Tony, you brought up Will Hobbs. And Mark knows I'm a huge Will Hobbs fan. I love the story that he's telling on AEW Dynamite. Here's a guy who was in the ring with Christian Cage, dominated Christian Cage, but like a veteran, Christian was able to get the victory. That's what should happen when you have a younger talent like Will Hobbs. Makes sense. But he's getting the mentorship that he needs, and I think he's going to be a big-name talent. Tony, you always preach about the youth that's on this roster. Mark and I were taking phone calls earlier in the show about a Darby Allin, about an Orange Cassidy. These are the stars of the future, but even right now, and a lot of younger fans are gravitating towards those characters and personalities. Also want to talk about this with you as well, because I got to give a lot of credit to AEW, shopaew.com. Obviously, a lot of shirts that are on sale right now for the LGBTQ community, and you have done a great job with that. And there's a lot of fine merchandise across the board that's available right now at shopaew.com that are going to go to some great charities.
Yeah, absolutely. And at shopaew.com, you know, you can pick that stuff up. That's something that Dana Massey has done a great job on. Dana is, of course, the wife of Matt Jackson. She does a great job. She runs that merchandise department and has put some great initiatives forward and done some really nice charitable work, and very, very stark contrast to her husband's behavior as of late. One of the nicest ladies in the world and one of the rudest people you'll ever meet. And so I think it's a really, really nice thing she's put together.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live!
SiriusXM Fight Nation is your home for the hardest-hitting combat sports talk you'll find in the world. Whether it's pro wrestling, MMA, or boxing, join the conversation with us at 877-FIGHT93 anytime from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern as we react to the hottest storylines, most intriguing matchups, and more.
Oh, my God!
Your home for the best all-day combat sports talk anywhere is SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I sent it to you and Gabby and Ed. And I'm going to let you, I mean, you're just in passing. I mean, that's, don't get mad at the bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, don't hate the messenger. If anything, he didn't.
I don't know. I don't know. Giving me a heads up like any other time, but then while we're on the air, Mark. I mean, Listen, I'm not mad at you. Obviously, I love you. You're my brother.
It
what
just
the fuck?
It just came to my brain. Like, I forgot I even had it. I was looking in my phone at pictures and stuff that I need to post. And I went, oh, shit, I forgot about this.
And I don't mean to make this about me, but, like, first of all, like, I'm looking at, where am I? Like, when is this being taken? Like, where am I?
It was catering.
But when, where, why? And
this is what I'm thinking. Like, you were probably sitting at the table eating. Violetta went to get something. I was coming from getting some, you know, the delicious chicken wings we had. And, yeah, those chicken wings were good, right?
They were really good chicken wings.
So my son Jacob ate two bowls of chicken wings. I think it's like 10 in a box. So he ate 20 chicken wings in probably about 3 minutes. But anyway, I digress. But I saw this as I was returning back to the table. And that's when I was like, oh, look at MJF, bastard. And I just snapped the photo. I wasn't trying to be malicious.
Well, there's a couple of things here. Obviously, this is before Double. This couldn't have been right after Double or Nothing because we saw what Jericho did to MJF. So this obviously happened someplace during the weekend. I'm not there.
They're in catering. Like, we were eating constantly. Don't read into it too much. Just know that while you were eating your food, what would a low-down, dirty dog do? He didn't come to the table, did he? Did he come to the table? No.
Believe me, I would remember.
He went behind your back when he saw your wife away from you. It's not you. It's not her. It's him.
No, wait. I don't know, Mark. I'm looking at MJF with those sly eyes. I'm making it bigger. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at it. I'm dissecting it.
Let me. I didn't blow it up. Nothing.
Blow the shit up. Blow it up and look at my wife's face. Look at her face. She's giggling at whatever MJF is saying. Look at her eyes. What the fuck, man?
It looked like she's paying attention.
MJF is flexing, too.
That is not a woman cornered. That is a woman happy to be there.
His arm looks pretty good. I haven't seen his arm look that good.
And then, of course, Ed Robinson, the asshole he is, tweets it out on the Busted Open account.
Did you?
What do you think? This is a joke?
Wait a minute. I'm not on Twitter.
The nation deserves to know.
No, Ed, the nation deserves to know what?
We're talking about this.
Gabby, am I wrong here? Gabby, talk to me here. Talk me down.
Okay, I see it.
All right, Gabby, this is where I need a female perspective. Mark tells me about this picture on the air. Ed Robinson, the fucking asshole he is, tweets it out on the Busted Open account. And then look at my wife's face. Gabby,
talking about it, but the fans can't see it, Dave. So, I mean,
well, that's why Ed's making sure everybody sees it. He tweeted it from the Busted Open account.
Ed's evil. We've established already, Dave. Okay. By the way, this was not my doing. This
can we take a breath real quick? Let's take a breath. Let's take a breath, guys.
I do.
Let me listen. This is what I'm saying. I'm walking by, and I see this, and I go, "Ooh, it's MJF is who I was really focusing on." If you look at the picture, who's closest to me? Who am I putting the attention on?
You should have punched
him. Oh, MJF. He's a dirty dog. He did that behind your back.
I know.
There is a perfectly reasonable and honest explanation for
why would Violetta not listen?
Mark,
should she give him the hand?
Ed, would you let Mark talk? Go ahead, Mark. Continue what you're saying.
Should Violetta just have said no and gave him the hand, put the hand in his face like this? I can't talk to you. I know what you said. Does Violetta even know what he said?
I got to talk to her.
She don't know. She is completely oblivious to this. He just went up and was like, "Oh my God, you're a beautiful woman." What was she going to say? "No, I can't take a compliment from you." She don't know him like that.
She looks beautiful.
It has nothing to do with her. So before you blow this out of proportion and go show the picture to her and say something crass, why don't you just let it play out?
Let it ride. I know what happened.
He's a dog. He knew. He waited for her to get away from you to walk to the table to get something to drink or get some food, and that's when he went and pounced.
This took place at catering, right?
Yeah.
The answer is simple. MJF, he wanted pierogi.
Wow.
Damn, Ed,
I'm trying to defuse the damn situation, and you just walk in and throw a fucking grenade and then run out. Thanks, Ed. Good looking. Appreciate
it. Terrible.
Why would you do that?
I think Ed's worse than MJF at this point.
Oh my God, that was pretty bad, Ed. Even for
the way,
evil.
Dave, if I was there, I would have stood up for you in that point, and I would have shut that shit down real quick. You know, I would have jumped in the middle of MJF. What are you doing talking to my friend's wife? Ed didn't
hungry.
Do that. You had a.
I didn't either.
You know
I probably should have not just snapped a photo. No. I should have said something.
I would have.
My wife Violetta, who's at work right now. I mean, I guess she's at work. I don't know now, and I have to doubt.
Oh, stop it! Stop it with that,
David.
She just tweeted this.
You're
out.
Going too far.
This Uh-oh. Is just an innocent conversation about our past. I think Dave LaGreca is reading this all wrong.
Yep. See,
with the zipper see? On the mouth face.
Wait,
what is that?
Where did you see that? Where is
what?
That?
She just, I just retweeted it. She just tweeted it from her account. This is just an innocent conversation about our past. I think Dave is reading this all wrong with the emoji of a zipper over the mouth. Gabby, tell me what this means.
So she didn't tell you because she knew that if she came to you, you would do what you're doing right now. You would blow up, cause a scene, and probably get us all thrown out of, well, I wouldn't have got thrown out of AEW, but yeah, they would have sent y'all ass packing.
They just hired you. You can do whatever the hell you want. I got two bones to pick with Tony Khan.
Bones.
Now I got, Tony Khan's the owner. He needs to know what the fuck is going on in this company. Am I wrong? Gabby, talk to me, Gabby.
Dave. Upon recent tweet of Violetta, I have to say this because, you know, I always talk about relationships here. Trust is a very important element in relationships.
Yep.
If there's no trust, you don't got nothing. Nothing at all. If at this point Violetta is saying you're reading too much into it and there's nothing there, you need to stop now or it's going to make you look like you do not trust her. We all don't trust MJF. That's just a fact. Coward snake in the grass. He's flexing his nice little muscles to your wife, trying to look good. He's got age on his side, looks on his side, talent on his side. So he's rubbing that in her face because she's married to you, which isn't very nice.
Gabby, is this conversation supposed to make me feel better, Gabby?
Yes, just let me reach the finish of this conversation. Violetta, though smitten, she knows who she's married to and she took a vow to you. We all know Violetta is a pure, beautiful soul. She would never, ever turn her back on you with your worst enemy. What the hell was that, Ed?
Never, ever.
Ed ruined my
See, here's the problem I have, okay?
Uh-oh.
There's a lot. First of all, on this show, Mark, I understand, new at AEW, you took this picture. You didn't know exactly when was the right time to drop it on me. You decided to do it on the air because you knew, hey, at least he wouldn't get himself in trouble with Violetta. Let me do it while he's on the air and Violetta's at work. Smart decision by Mark Henry. Gabby, though, you're throwing a lot of comments under the radar, and I'm catching each and every one that you're throwing at me. You're trying to defuse the situation as much as you can because you know my wife, Violetta. Ed, you're just an asshole. Like, Ed Robinson 100%. Is just a... Am I wrong here?
No. You are 100% correct on that.
Wait, why am I the scapegoat here?
Because you think it's a joke. You think this is a ha-ha joke. There is... Ed,
I would have waited it to post it. I sent it to you and Gabby and Dave because I wanted y'all to see
He's
what I was
friend.
Saying.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to post it.
Are you yelling
but
at Mark Henry?
I brought it up because I was like, Dave, I just looked through my phone and I saw it and I forgot. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should have waited until we were off there.
No, it's not
your fault. I shouldn't be on my phone anyway unless I'm looking up stuff for business purposes, which I actually was because I was trying to send you the Max Caster video. Because now Max Caster is going to be on TMZ doing his thing in honor of AEW and a merger of TMZ and AEW. You're welcome. I'm on my
shit, already Dave. Paying dividends. Ed,
I'm paying
Ed
dividends
talking.
Already.
Paying dividends already. But I understand, Mark, why you did it
during
the show.
That's what I was
trying
doing.
To defuse it. You're right. Doing it during the show because Violetta's not home. Because God forbid you sent me this picture at night when I'm in the same room with Violetta. Who knows what could happen? I might say something that I completely regret.
Didn't I preface it?
Yes, you did. Gabby, you're a friend. Ed thinks this is a joke.
He just posted it.
He just posted it without even telling me, letting me know. And then you think this is ha-ha funny. What if, let me ask you something. What if it was your wife?
Speaking of wives, let me read, and I quote a tweet from the lovely Violetta.
Real?
Gabby, enough. Don't worry, Evil Ed Robinson. I got your back. Thank you. Thank you, Violetta.
First of all.
That's nice.
Don't tell me enough.
She's telling you, Dave, you're overdoing it. Like,
right?
The asshole came up behind your damn back.
He's an asshole.
And tried to talk to your woman.
Asshole.
That's a dick move. You don't do that.
I just happened to
be walking by and saw him and was like, ooh. And I forgot. I was so busy. The whole me signing with AEW, it distracted me away from it, Dave.
Otherwise,
I would have told you then.
We got to bring this up with Tony Khan, no?
Yeah,
I mean, he's the fucking owner of the company, letting shit go on.
He don't have nothing. Relax. He don't have nothing to do with it. If anything, I can do it, or Tony can do it. Have a conversation with MJF. Hey, man, you need to back off messing with Dave. He's over the edge. He's gonna slap shit out of you. Like, you're going to beat him up, and then there's going to be a lawsuit. And let's all avoid this and just get an apology from MJF. How about that?
If MJF said,
I apologize, Dave, I did not really
He's not going to apologize. You know that asshole and the way he is. You think he's going to apologize? He's just like Ed Robinson. Assholes are assholes. Like Ed Robinson, he thinks this is a joke. Is he apologizing for hurting my feelings? No, because an asshole is an asshole. That's the same rule that applies to MJF. Assholes don't know that they're an asshole because they're an asshole. Do you think Ed Robinson thinks he's an asshole? No, because assholes don't know they're assholes. That's what makes them an asshole.
I'm not an asshole. I'm the best friend
you have. Of course, because you're an asshole.
Because now you know.
No,
now,
please.
Now you see it. Listen, bad friends hide things from their supposed friends.
No,
make sure everything is known.
No, Gabby, again, I talked to Gabby. Gabby, if Ed Robinson was walking around with his fly down, I would go up to Ed as a friend and I would say, Ed, your fly's down.
Right.
Come on, fix yourself. Fix yourself. You're embarrassing.
You wouldn't take a picture and then post it.
Exactly.
I would now. Put that shit everywhere.
Everywhere. Fucking everywhere.
It'd be turtle head. It'd be sticking out a little. Boop. See what I did right there, Ed? I just took the edge off. I made him laugh.
That's a different kind of sneak peek.
Boop. Just a little turtle head action.
Dave, you're 100% right. I don't agree with you.
People are pulling their cars over right now. They're pulling their cars over. They're visualizing little turtle head.
Emphasis on little, Ed. Emphasis on little. All right, when we come back,
not
let's
even
get to
TTLE. LIL. It's lil. It's the littlest word boop. Of little. Yeah.
You know,
I
when
it.
He goes boop, it's not king size.
See,
it goes bop.
Yours goes boop.
It goes thud.
You don't like it, do you, Ed? You don't like you being humiliated on live radio. Well, what did you think you did to me? What do you think you did to me?
I ripped the Band-Aid off.
What do you think you did to me?
Wow.
The truth hurts.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.